Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Often on Wednesdays, when he's not traveling or doing something more pressing that actually pays him, Phil Vitale from the Chicago Tribune joins us, their restaurant critic, to talk about that scene. Phil's back in our studio. Hi, Phil.
Hi. How you doing? I'm having a great time. I was in Hawaii a week ago. I'm still decompressing.
So you enjoyed yourself in Hawaii?
I did.
You did Honolulu and then you went to Maui?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go, are you still like, I've got to go to the cool restaurants, I've got to find a great restaurant, or do you
yes.
just go anywhere?
No.
So where did you eat in Honolulu or Maui that was awesome?
In Honolulu, I ate at a restaurant called Senia, S-E-N-I-A. It's in the, it's in Hawaii's Chinatown neighborhood, which is not particularly nice. It's really run down, but it's become a favorite for some new and innovative restaurants. Not Asian by any stretch of the imagination. Just really interesting food. So that was very good. That was a highlight of Honolulu. Although I did have to have I did get to have dinner with Henry Adnia, who was the restaurateur who created Trio, that magnificent Evanston restaurant of yesteryear that brought us Rick Tremonto and Gail.
And they've got a place out there.
Henry has he went super casual. He spent some time in Hawaii. He's a Pacific Islander by heritage, and he opened a place called Hank's Oat Dogs, which is almost kind of like a hot dogs kind of thing. He's doing real interesting hot dogs with pineapple relish, and he makes a curried ketchup that's just knocked my socks off. Actually,
you can't make a living with a hot dog joint, even an oat hot dog.
You can't get rich, but he seems to be making a living.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you ate in Maui, had a good time there.
Yeah, there was in Maui. There was a restaurant called Humahuma, which is it used to be named for the state fish of Hawaii and had a longer name, which is the Humahuma Nuka Nuka Apua, which, of course, you knew that. And
I thought it was mahi mahi. No, that's a different thing.
That's a different
Humahuma,
fish.
Yeah.
Humahuma Nuka Nuka Apua is the name of the restaurant, and it's seafood focused, and it's really cool and very theatrical. It has lots of thatched roof underhangs, even though it's indoors.
You flew back to San Francisco. Where mm-hmm. did you eat in San Francisco?
It was pretty much soup and sandwiches. San Francisco. We kind of spent all our money in Hawaii. Plus, we are one of our less thoughtful souvenirs were two really good colds that we brought back from the islands, and so we let them blossom in San Francisco while we...
But don't you hate that when you're paying money to stay at a nice hotel in a nice town and all you want to do is stay in the room and drink
it's
soup?
It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, at least you got Hawaii out of the way.
Exactly.
You got the holidays out of the way. And before that, your son got married the same day my son
yes.
got married, and we both got that out of the way.
Yeah.
So isn't life a little easier when you get that out
Ooh,
of the way?
Check, 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 check. It's been awesome.
Not only are boxes checked, but now you're not writing as many checks.
Right,
a conversation I had with my wife the other night, and we were talking about our checking account, or I don't know, are we going to travel or buy something or do something? And I said, well, we don't have the money going out for the wedding that we used to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a team effort, so everybody was contributing.
Sure.
But I'm glad I'm not having to contribute to that anymore.
Yep. It's those great one-time expenses that... nice to see in the rearview mirror.
Here in Chicago, Restaurant Week is up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend people go to restaurants during Restaurant Week?
I sort of have to. Backstory.
Well, that was honest.
In 2007, I wrote a column saying Chicago needs a Restaurant Week.
Oh.
And I whined that L.A. had it, and Washington, D.C. had it, and New York had it, and places like small towns of Virginia had it. And I said, come on, we can do this. And in a rare instance, the city council thought, hey, that's a good idea. So they started a committee. And within a year, by 2008, we had our first Chicago Restaurant Week, which had 35 participating restaurants.
How many do we know?
370 participating restaurants.
What do they do for Restaurant Week?
The restaurant, everybody gets to do something a little different, but you either do a $22 lunch or brunch. Or brunch, so three-course or two-course lunch for $22, same for brunch. And at dinner, the price is either $33 or $44, usually means 3-course or 4-course.
I see. That doesn't include a wine pairing.
It does not.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's offered. Some of the restaurants.
I noticed that online. Some of them had like a $44 or $55 price if you wanted to have different wines served with each course.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame them. Each just about any restaurant gives at least the opportunity to upsell in case you find people in that mood.
Is the service good? Okay, I understand this is your baby now, but look what you begat. Is the service good? Are the portions fair?
It varies. Some places are really making an effort, I think, and some places are going through the motions. On the whole, I still think it's a good deal for lunch. $22 out the door for lunch is
Chicago.
It's tough to beat when you're sitting down.
That does not include tax and tip.
No.
Yeah. So what do you like?
I got to go into Naha, which was nice because we sent reporters to 12 different restaurants to see how they were all doing. And because I was in San Francisco and Hawaii, I got to pick last. And lucky for me, Naha was still on the list. So I went into Naha. And that restaurant it just really commits to Restaurant Week. It just really sells out. They put together a wonderful menu. They have a couple of dishes that are also on the main menu, but they really craft something that's really interesting and 3 or 4 choices in every category, and they make the food work.
Naha, N-A-H-A.
Mm-hmm, 500 North Clark Street.
What's the cuisine?
It is largely American. Is Carrie Nahabedian's food, so she works a lot of Eastern European influences in there. There are some Turkish influences. She does a lot of interesting cooking there.
Kevin over in sports was going to go to a restaurant. Are you looking for a restaurant, or do you have reservations at the restaurant? You want to know what to order?
Yeah, we have reservations. Me and a few of my buddies get together every once in a while and just splurge on a meal, and that's tomorrow night we're doing that. We've had this reservation for a while of a Bavette's because it's not exactly easy to get in.
It is not easy to get in.
I don't think they're participating in Restaurant Week. At least I don't think they are, but any thoughts on what's can't miss on the menu there?
My first can't miss is definitely the bone marrow. It's one of the appetizers. They take this huge shank bone and they've cut it lengthwise, and the marrow's still in there, and there's toast and jam, and you get to make a big fatty mess out of the whole thing. It's delicious.
Really? I know Kevin eats anything, and this is good stuff. But
I love bone marrow.
I'm a little queasy about that.
Really?
Are you kidding me? You want to eat that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, what do I know? You guys know. That sounds... Hey, it's great. No, it's a good choice. Shut my mouth. I'll stop talking. What else should he order?
Oh, any of the steaks. I mean, the nice thing about Bavette is they don't go with the exact same steak cuts that everybody's doing. And anything that looks interesting on the menu is likely to be pretty good.
Friends of mine were in, my sister-in-law was in from out of town, and then she and a friend of mine and my wife just went there the other day, and because somebody made reservations, and the girls all got together and had a great time. Boy, did they have a good time there. They enjoyed the cocktails there. Some places are better than others on that.
Right. Yeah, well, Brendan Sadikoff restaurants have always been fairly serious about their cocktail programs, and Bavette's certainly not an exception. And also like the mood of the place, like that they're playing. Last time I was in there, they were playing jazz. I mean, serious jazz at a nice volume, and it was very civilized, and it was something different than as every steakhouse just says, oh yeah, just give me 18 hours of Sinatra and push go, and then I've got my background music. And these guys get a little out of that cliche.
Tortoise. So a steak of your choice, Kevin, and make sure you try the bone marrow. Anything else you want to recommend to him for Bavette?
I haven't looked at the menu for a while, so
fair
I'm
enough.
Leave it at that.
Tortoise Supper Club is generous with portions for Restaurant Week. Tortoise Supper Club?
Yeah, it's in that same complex that has the Hard Rock Hotel and the new restaurant Katana, and where Marina Towers is, and they're on the State Street side. More toward the north, closer to Kinsey Street than they are, say, the river. And take a couple of steps down, and then you're in there. And it's done in a real old, grand restaurant sort of way. Red leather chairs and red on the walls and a fireplace going in here. And everything's kind of dark, and the ceiling is not super high. So it's very, very intimate. They have live music during the week, too, but not during Restaurant Week, I don't think, but not lunch, certainly. But
You described it as a cozy choice for after five sipping, romantic evenings, and the occasional Mad Men lunch.
Yeah.
I presume that means a martini?
It does. It does.
And it's prime rib sandwiches and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
And during if you're ordering off the restaurant week menu, that also entitles you to purchase one of the house martinis for $6.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, this is easily the best $6 martini I've had since so many years ago when martinis commonly were $6.
And this is at, and the location for this is?
On State Street, I want to say 350 right
Tortoise
around there.
Tortoise Supper Club we're talking
yeah,
there?
Tortoise yeah, Supper
Tortoise
Club.
Supper Club. About a week ago, I think this was the 18th, you had Chicago Restaurant Week Guide, Phil Vitale's mm-hmm. list of best bets. And it looks like this is alphabetical. The first one that comes up is Beacon Tavern for lunch.
Yeah.
Why do you like Beacon Tavern?
They have it's a very solid restaurant. I love the decor in there anyway. And last time I was in there, and it was probably a year ago, I had they had a blackened fish sandwich, which I thought was terrific. I really, really liked it. And then I looked at their menu for Restaurant Week, and they had this fish back on the menu. I said, okay, that's reason enough to go. Just if nothing else, get that one.
A friend of mine, based on your recommendation, went to Portsmouth
mm-hmm.
and thanked me. I now have to thank you for that
All right.
recommendation. Portsmouth, you wrote, decisions, the $22 lunch and $33 dinner both appeal. The latter has that upscale fish and chips dish I like, but the lunch menu offers fried fish and waffle with dark matter, which is local coffee, maple syrup, and that tips the scales for me. Eat early. Probably for all of these, you want to go early, huh? That is, if you're doing lunch, beat the crowd?
Well, if you're just deciding to get up and go, one of the things you can also do is go on the Chicago Restaurant Week website, which is easy to remember, eatitupchicago.com.
Hmm.
And on that site, you can check all the restaurants that are participating. You can see there, you can view their menus to see exactly what they're offering on Restaurant Week, lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever they're doing. Some do all three, some do one or the other. And you can make, and then there's a link for instant online reservations.
You did something when you were in San Francisco I wanted to talk to you about briefly. It's 148. Phil Vitale's in our studio, restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune, the father of Restaurant Week here in the city, eatitupchicago.com.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make reservations there?
And yeah, one-click link.
What are my chances of getting into these restaurants without reservations this week?
During lunch, probably pretty good because the weather's kind of crummy. Yeah, I think
but this week for dinner you'd better play it safe and have reservations.
Yeah, you'd probably be in good you'd be in good shape tonight, possibly tomorrow by the weekend. Yeah, I never send anybody out on a Friday night without reservations.
Oh, no kidding. It's 148. But tell me about your James Beard work in a minute on WGN. Oh, by the way, if you have a question or a comment, you got a restaurant you're interested in or a neighborhood, 312-981-7200. Phil Vitale's here from the Chicago Tribune, 312-981-7200. You can call or text. I want to read some text from our listeners, but real quick, tell me, in San Francisco, sorry you weren't well, but you were there on business. You were putting together something for James Beard, right?
The James Beard ballot will be the semifinalist for James Beard Awards this year, which will be awarded in Chicago in May.
Oh, nice.
the first ballot will be announced next month. Well, tomorrow would be next month. I guess in about a week.
The ballot. So
the
these
ballot.
Are 20 restaurants that you all have said, okay, these are deserving of the attention of the voters.
We have 21 categories. And 20 semifinalists in each category.
Wow. Is there some of them appear in more than one category?
Some, yes.
I mean, but you've got to have, how do you know 400?
Right.
Does it get confusing? How do you?
Well, the committee consists of people pulled from all over the country. We have people from San Francisco and Los Angeles and Texas and Philadelphia and New York and me and.
Were you in a subcommittee? What were you deciding?
Actually, we're all deciding. I would have primary responsibility for the restaurants within my region and the overall region.
So, who in this area are you putting on the ballot?
I cannot say because we have not announced, and plus we're in the middle of fact checking.
What do you mean?
Well, after we put everything together, then we have serious people who double-check all the eligibility requirements and things like that. If you've been open long enough, if you've been in the region long enough, there are all kinds of
What a thrill
things.
It is for the people that even get nominated.
I assume so.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, you know that. And, you know, if they don't win, they could say James Beard nominee on their advertising,
Well, they get to
right?
say semifinalist, but nobody understands that distinction. So, yes, that's what they will say.
And in that case, does that weigh on you? Like, oh, boy, I'd love to help this guy out, or I don't know. Does that somehow measure into your thinking about it all?
The impact measures into my thinking, but I don't take on that Queen for Day mindset of, you know, who really could use a boost right now.
Right.
No,
yeah.
this is the most deserving. The places that are having their moment right now.
How many restaurants in Chicago will be nominated? Just give me two.
If I knew the answer, I would not tell you, but I can't remember. I can't think of the answer right now.
John, listener, says that we made reservations at Perry's in Oak Brook and want to know what Phil thinks of Perry's. Do you know that restaurant?
Yes. One of the best pork chops you'll ever get. This massive feeds for, it's not how they present it, but it's a monster pork chop. That's like their big thing, even though they're a steakhouse. So if you're going with a group, make sure at least one person gets the pork chop, because that's one of the things that Perry's does best. But it's a very sophisticated, very nicely appointed steakhouse chain with an outpost in Oak Brook. It's been there now, I want to say 2 years, so it's doing very well. And Oak Brook is a hotly competitive steakhouse market, because Gibson's is out there, and Michael Jordan's is out there, and Ditka's is out
there. Ditka's is there too.
A lot of the big names are out there.
John, I want to know what Phil thinks about Winter Smoke at Joe's in Rosemont. Is that a restaurant, Winter Smoke at Joe's? That's one place?
I do not know what that means.
I don't either. Okay, sorry about that. Thanks for the text.
Unless they're talking about Joe's
Stone Crab, but
which isn't in Rosemont, which isn't in Rosemont.
There's one downtown.
No.
We'll let it go with that.
Oops.
So Restaurant Week, if you want to find out what Phil's best bets are, just go to chicagotribune.com/dining.
Dining. I'll get you there.
And the website, if you want to make reservations or see who's participating, is eatitupchicago.com. This is Phil Vitale's idea. Good for you, Phil. Good for all of us. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.